Okay, do I need money to wholesale? But I think it's very...
To learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com, and for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.
Okay, do I need money to wholesale? But I think it's very important that we understand what wholesale is first, right? Wholesale is an investment, real estate investing strategy, okay? Wholesale traditionally is a type of trade, okay? So in trading, you have wholesale, you have retail. Retail is essentially the when you go to a regular market and you pay full price, the retail price of some kind of product, right? In real estate, it's the same thing. You go to an agent, most of the houses that are listed on an MLS, multiple listing system with an agent, most of those properties are listed at the retail price, okay? But here's the problem with that. As an investor, if you're trying to invest in real estate, there's nothing wrong with paying full price, but you're gonna have to pay down the property. Like you have to pay down, like you may get a full price mortgage on it, right? You have to pay it down before you can start. So basically you're investing time, right? And you're gonna have to invest time along with the fact that you invested the retail price of it. But the truth is that you can actually come into a property, you can buy it a lot cheaper, which means you have what we call an inbuilt equity, okay? Meaning the property is worth $400,000. You were able to pay $200,000 for the property. How? Well, that's what we cover here, okay? That's what we cover. How do you find such properties, right? But that's the idea. Instead of going to the retail market, you go to the wholesale market. So you've seen that in groceries, right? You go to a farmer's market, you get better pricing, right? Because somehow in the chain of trading, they are closer to the source of those products, right? They're closer to the farm, right? So they call it farmer's market. So you get to pay a cheaper price for it. It's the same thing with real estate. So in real estate, there's something called wholesale, which means you scout and find properties that are cheaper than the regular market, okay? So it is a strategy. Basically, a property is worth $400,000. You're able to find it for $200,000, and you don't even have to buy it. You can literally lock it up under contract and flip it to an end buyer, and basically they'll pay you for helping them find the deal, right? And that's how wholesaling works, okay? So you find a property, you lock it up under contract for a certain price point that's significantly lower, all right? We're looking at something 65% of the retail price or lower, and then you have to adjust it for the repair estimate if it needs work. So in order to find such deals, you want to make sure that you're going to have other ways to add value to the situation. What do I mean by adding value to the situation, right? A person in their right mind is not going to sell you a $500,000 property. They're not going to sell that to you for $250,000. Okay? Why would they sell you a property that's worth $500,000? Why would they sell it to you for $250,000? There's got to be something wrong somewhere, right? A lot of times it could be the property. The property needs a lot of work and they don't have the time. They don't want to deal with it. Okay? This is where people that say, hey, they lose their property to investors. This is where they're wrong. Nobody loses their property. They don't want the property because it needs work. They don't want to deal with that, right? So that's how you bring value to that person. The person doesn't want the property. You show up, you lock it up under contract, you help them get rid of the property, and you make some money in between. As a matter of fact, you can actually keep the property for yourself, because remember, you're purchasing this property at a discounted price. You have inbuilt equity. You're buying the property, you put in $50,000 worth of work. So you purchase it for $250,000, you put in $50,000 worth of work. Now your total cost is about $300,000. Property is still worth $500,000. Now, inbuilt equity, you now have $200,000 worth of equity in the property starting from the beginning of the ownership of the property. All right, so now that will be you buying, fixing to hold. But the wholesaler will lock it up under contract and simply sell the right of the contract to a person that will actually exercise the contract. That's what wholesaling is. That's what this is all about, okay? So do you need money to wholesale? Let's look at the process here. Let me see here. Do you need money to wholesale? The answer is yes, you know, but do you need money to buy the property? No. If you just pay attention to what I just said, you could literally lock it up on the contract. It's just a piece of paper, and you can sell the right to that contract using what they call an assignment contract. That's something we cover extensively on this channel. You can look for, you can search for wholesale, wholesaling 101, Ola Tux Abitogun. There's a series, 7-video series that will come up for free where I go into a little bit more details about that. But do you need money to wholesale? Not particularly to buy a property, but this is about marketing. Okay, so in order to market, you need a few tools here and there. Okay, and if you're going to do it the right way, you may choose, you may say, hey, I need a coach, I need a mentor, right? And that can cost money, right? But as far as buying properties by itself, no, it doesn't cost, it doesn't have to cost you anything. It can cost you time, right? So if you have time and you have the luxury of time, which usually means you may not have a lot of money, you may be able to partner with a person that have money and find deals for them, and then you're making money in real estate. Does that make sense? So it's either you have time or you have money, okay? So that takes me to the second question. How much do you need to start wholesaling? How much do you need to start wholesaling, okay? It's a tricky question. Here's what I'm going to tell you, okay? If you can't prepare to have somewhere at least $300 per month for marketing and to pay for the tools necessary, you don't have any business actually try to build a business, okay? Because at the end of the day, this is a real business, okay? This is a real business like everything else. It costs money, it costs time, it costs energy, it costs skill set, okay? I mean, look at this book right here, right? So can you imagine how much time it took me to put books together, right? This is, I tell people, you have to read this book. This book's 10 to 15 times. You have to be able to teach it in your sleep, right? Do you think that's beans? I don't know if that's a saying in America, but that means, do you think that's a joke? That's not a joke, okay? And I'm not the one that will come here and tell you, like, you don't need nothing. You can just drive around town. Well, that costs money. That costs gas money, right? So, and plus, it's a lot more expensive when you do the math, grand scheme of things. It's a lot more expensive driving around town for dollars, okay? It's going to cost you more in your time if you value your time, and it's going to cost you more in money too, okay? So just keep that in mind there, all right?
To learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com, and for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.